With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The best comment on last November's election came from that perennial politician, Senator Ted Kennedy. He said, "People want to know who's on their side." The biggest block of swing voters includes people variously called blue-collar workers, skilled workers, or Reagan Democrats. President Ronald Reagan's victories absolutely depended on their support. But Presidents Bush 1 and 2 kicked them away from the Republican Party, particularly on the issue of jobs. I hope the 2006 election taught Republicans that it is smart to be friends of the middle class. Jobs will surely be the number one issue in 2008. Ohio has lost its manufacturing base. Some of the good jobs went to plants that were outsourced overseas, and some disappeared as cheap Chinese goods from Walmart replaced small businesses and left behind towns with empty streets and boarded up windows. Incumbent Republican Senator Mike DeWine was badly defeated by Democrat Sherrod Brown, whose campaign ads showed him standing in front of a sign that said, "Plant closed." Almost every one of the Republican members of Congress who bit the dust in the 2006 election had been an enthusiastic booster of the globalist agenda, NAFTA, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization, Fast Track, permanent normal trading relations, and free trade agreements with countries most Americans never heard of. The United States has lost over 3 million manufacturing jobs since George Bush became president. The middle class is not placated by feel-good talk that the stock market has climbed to a record high, or that unemployment is at a record low, or by glib slogans that free trade is good for the economy, or protectionism is a nasty word. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And yes, indeed, we do expect friends in government and industry to protect American jobs against unfair competition from foreigners who work for 30 cents an hour.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
This show was previously recorded.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says it's not that he's paranoid, it's just that everyone's out to get him. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, we've talked about the Frank Robbins case in several instances, but it looks like this thing has gone to the Supreme Court. And I'm looking at an article today coming from the Marysville, Yuba City, California Appeal Democrat. And they say the Fifth Amendment protects the public's rights to keep government off their property. Government agents cannot abuse their powers. They can't harass you. Well, just this last week, Wilkie versus Robbins, which Frank Robbins was suing the BLM individuals, and they brought the case before the Supreme Court. Here's the story. Harvey Frank Robbins bought a ranch in Wyoming in 1993, not knowing that the previous owner had agreed to give the Bureau of Land Management easement over the land. BLM agents, though, they had not recorded the easement. So when the purchase went through, they look at the abstract or title. It's clean. There's nothing there. This clearly was a mistake of the government agents. Yet, when they went back to Robbins and said, hey, we really have an easement, Robbins said, no, you don't, and he wouldn't give them one. Well, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg spoke during oral arguments of a pattern of harassing conduct that included trespass, the man's lodge, leaving the place in disarray, videotaping his guest, selective enforcement of the grazing laws, the whole pattern of things, even asked the Bureau of Indian Affairs to impound his cattle. Now, these are the things that the government was trying to do to harass him. Rather than punish these government agents who've clearly abused their power, the federal government is saying in the nation's highest court that the right of government represents this act and it's okay. The agents who harassed Robbins would face prosecution. However, they are exonerated, and the government itself arrogantly demands a right to harass individual citizens because the Constitution does not specifically forbid harassment by such officials. Now, this is some of the arguments that was heard in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. I have with me today our good friend and colleague, G.B. Oliver III, who was in attendance at that court, of the Supreme Court. G.B., tell us what happened.
Well, I've never been to a hearing at the United States Supreme Court, and so it was kind of an eye-opening experience. Eye-opening, but I wouldn't say a good experience. We had the opportunity, Paragon Road 8, an amicus brief, which was submitted to the high court, and we were allowed to come in and witness those proceedings. And, you hope burns eternal, but I have to tell you, after having sat there and listened to that discussion for an hour, I'm not as optimistic as you would think. You would think that the United States Supreme Court would be totally against government employees, federal employees, violating law, and in many cases, criminal law. But that didn't seem to be the opinion all the way around. The other thing that I thought was absolutely amazing is those justices that we have all believed were liberal and we had a problem with the rulings and everything, the liberal side of that court was much more interested in hearing this case and much more against the behavior of those federal employees than was the conservative side. In fact, Roberts, the Chief Justice, was probably the most hostile towards the attorney for Robbins.
Really?
Absolutely. I was amazed at that. But, you know, going in there, our attorney told us that the problem was going to be on the conservative side of that court and not the liberal side. And you know what? He turned out to be a prophet.
Yeah, you would think it'd be just the opposite, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, that's the assumption we all have. Yeah, you know, I was looking at something while we were up there, and I was just amazed at this, that we sat around and think, you know, if we can just get a conservative court, we'll get some good rulings. We'll get some things that'll put us back on the constitutional track and those kind of things. But when I'm sitting there looking at it, and I think you and I visited about this, maybe it was yesterday, since 1955, there have been 25 new justices put on the Supreme Court. And in that period of time, only 6 of those justices were put on there by Democrat administrations. And that tells you that a lot of the things, the perceptions that you and I have always had about liberals and Democrats and Republicans and Democrats and all those kind of things, it just doesn't wash. Because all of these decisions we've had as far as prayer in school and all the things that are absolutely destroying the very foundation of this country obviously were made by justices put in there by Republican presidents. And what I saw up there on Monday in that Supreme Court verified everything that those numbers tell you.
You're telling us now that we should let the Democrats appoint the justices.
I'm telling you that I don't know it makes that much difference.
Well, you know, I'm beginning to see what's being said in Washington today. And now, I don't know whether it's just because. See, I think if the Democrats were in power, well, we know they did because we could see what Clinton did. We could see what Carter did. But, you know, they're saying, the Democrats today are saying the things that I want to hear. I'm talking about amnesty and some of these other things.
Well, you know what? I'm not so impressed by what they say.
What,
you know, I've come to the conclusion, and Helen Chenoweth proved this to me when we were going back and forth to Washington, and we found out that she was the only straight voice up there. You couldn't get anything out of our senators and our congressmen. They always patted you on the back and told you they loved you, and by golly, they were working on the things that were near and dear to your heart, and as soon as they shoved you out the door, that's the last time they thought about it. And she showed me something up there, and what she proved to me was that the only time they're really Republicans or Democrats is when you put a microphone under their mouth or you put a camera on them. Otherwise, they go down into that five-star restaurant that's right below the Capitol, and it's one big fraternity. And I have seen that. She allowed us to go down there one evening and have dinner, and I saw that with my own eyes. And that's when you begin to understand what the problems are up there. And when you get hung up into this Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, all these different things that divide a country, that's exactly where they want you to be. I don't pay much attention to what they say. I'm a whole lot more interested in what they do.
Okay, let's take a break. Right now, we are going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Six.
And we have returned. I didn't do a very good job of introducing my guest today. G.B. Oliver III heads up the Paragon Foundation. He's the executive director there. ParagonFoundation.org. Their number, and this is toll-free, is 1-877-847-3443. And Paragon works with people that have had problems trying to hold on to the land that they have a legal title to. GB, you, as Paragon, were actually involved in this Frank Robbins case.
Yeah, we were asked to write an amicus brief on this case, and Paul Kendall, the attorney out of Albuquerque. I was chastised a little bit by him. You know, when you and I visit about him and everything, I always call him the little pencil-necked lawyer.
Well, you're saying that on the air. He might be listening.
Well, you know what? I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Kinzel for that, because that's the way I always describe him, because he's not a big guy, and I'm not sure that he wasn't beat up and they took his lunch money every day. But I'll tell you what, he's a guy that has just done a tremendous job for us, and when he gets in a courtroom or he takes on a case, he's absolutely tenacious. And that's a little unusual in the legal profession. You know, most lawyers sit down and call the opposing counsel, and what they're trying to decide is not whether their case is strong or whether it's right and wrong. They're really sitting there trying to decide just how committed you are and how much money you're willing to feed into it. And that's not the case, Mr. Kendall. So I apologize for calling him that. And when we were up there in Washington, his neck looked bigger to me, and so I'll no longer call him my pencil neck lawyer.
Well, didn't you tell me that he... I don't know if this is arable or not, but that he has actually gotten quite a few attorneys in trouble with the authorities because
well,
they wanted to settle out of court?
Yeah, he's not well thought of. You know, he's not invited to all the attorney functions because one of the things that Mr. Kendall is very good at is disbarring other attorneys. And you got to automatically like him for that. You know, it's... A lot of times these attorneys, and this has been my experience since we've been involved in all this with Paragon, a lot of times these attorneys, it's kind of a fraternal group. You know, it's like doctors. A doctor won't hardly testify against another doctor. And even when an attorney knows another attorney has violated the courtroom procedures or is lying or whatever, they ignore it. And that's one thing that I was always impressed with this gentleman was, is that on three different occasions they've gone and disbarred attorneys. Now, it doesn't get you invited to the attorney luncheons and those kind of things, but that doesn't seem to bother Mr. Kinzel.
Maybe that's why he isn't any larger than he was. He doesn't get to go to all those free...
Maybe that's why we look to him for so many of the things we look to. I'll tell you one of the main functions that he does for us, and it's a shame that we have to do this, but he monitors the other attorneys that we hire. Because I'll guarantee you one thing, you have to watch those billings and watch what they're doing consistently, or they will put it to you. And Mr. Kinzel is in many cases the guy that looks at these billings and looks at what these guys are filing and everything and keeps a close eye on them so that they're not bought out from under you.
Well, I could give him a couple more attorneys that he could disbar. Let's start with this federal attorney Sutton and Attorney General Gonzalez. That'd be a good place for him to be working next. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we have returned. We are visiting today with G.B. Oliver with the ParagonFoundation.org. G.B., very quickly, before we move on as far as Frank Robbins' case is concerned, I'd like to... let our listeners know, because maybe everybody's not familiar with Attorney Sutton, and, of course, most of us know who Attorney General Gonzalez is, but I said they need to be disbarred. Those they could have stopped this whole thing down at the border, if you remember, when there was actually two border patrol and one deputy sheriff that's now serving time in federal penitentiaries because they were doing their job. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. You know what, Derry? I don't know of a finer example in the world of where this country's headed and why people ought to stand up and be alarmed and start to take a hold of what's happening. That's the greatest example of where we're going that I know of. There's two guys down there doing their job. This is a drug dealer, and they're serving time. Now, does that tell you where this nation's headed?
And you know, not only the Border Patrol, but, and I don't remember, there was a Texas cop. He was a deputy sheriff. A carload of illegals wouldn't stop when he turned his red light on, but they finally did. They drove about a mile or something like that, and they finally pulled over. He got out of his car and walked up to the car. They tried to run over him, and he shot out the rear tire of the car, and somehow one of them claimed they got hurt. And he's doing time now because he shot at a fleeing car. Because if you're leaving the scene, hey, the cops are not supposed to stop you. So from now
especially
on...
Especially, Derry, if you're illegal.
Yeah, so from now on, you see a cop pull up behind you with his light flashing, just go. He can't shoot at you. If he does, he'll end up get 12 years in the penitentiary.
That's exactly right.
Hey,
isn't it unbelievable?
It gives us a free rein. I'm not going to pay attention to red lights anymore, you.
Well, I, you know, of course, being the law-abiding guy I am, I very rarely ever see one.
you drive so fast that they can't.
They got to be pretty well mounted to get me pulled over.
Anyway, but the whole thing is just that ridiculous. Now, speaking of ridiculous again, you made the comment to me yesterday when we were discussing this Robbins case a little bit about what, and I don't remember who said, but one of the justices said that all he should have done was call the sheriff or something to that effect.
Well, let me tell you how this comes down. The government attorney, and his name was Mr. Gary. Mr. Gary is arguing with the court that this has no reason to be in that court, that there were other remedies for Mr. Robbins, and it doesn't need to be there. And the justices are saying, what do you mean other remedies? You know, they have trespassed. They had had meetings. They had turned him into the IRS. They had tried to run into him with a vehicle on a horse. They had filmed this. You know, when you go through all of these things, it's very similar to what we see in the Goss case and in the Kit Laney case and what went on in the Martinez case. This is widespread. And they're saying, no, 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 there's other remedies. You know, he should have gone through the process and those kind of things. Anyway, as we talked about a while ago, Ginsburg, the lady that I have absolutely despised in her rulings and everything, she's taking him to task, and she says, what are the other remedies? And he said something that I thought was absolutely profound, and it's something that you and I have talked about again and again and again on these shows. These answers are not in federal court. They're in your local government, your county, and your state. And he says this to Justice Ginsburg. He said, property rights here are protected fundamentally by state law. That's why the unauthorized actions by the government and a trespass is dealt with under state law. In other words, when these people trespassed on you, when they made threatening phone calls to your family, when they did all of those other things, don't carry this into federal court because you have no standing here. They have no jurisdiction over this, and it shouldn't be here at the United States Supreme Court. It should have been handled by your local sheriff under state law. And you know, Derry, that's what we've talked about again and again and again here on your program. Those are your answers right there.
It would be interesting to know what the local sheriff would have done if he had have called the sheriff when they were trespassing on his property.
Well, you know, I had read this case again and again and again, and when I had met Mr. Robbins before, and we're walking down the halls inside the Supreme Court, and I look over there sitting on a bench, and there's Mr. Robbins and all of his family. He's the most forlorn-looking guy I've ever seen in my life. And so I just went over there, and we sat down and visited with him about 45 minutes. And I said, are you going to get in? And he said, well, I don't know.
You mean he couldn't get in his own court to hear his own case?
That's exactly right. That is, yeah, there is no place saved for Mr. Robbins and his family. This is an attorney deal. This is where the attorneys are in there. And so our attorney said, wait a minute, I'll go follow up on this. So he takes off. And as it turns out, Mr. Robbins and all of his family got to come in. I got to sit by them. But I asked Mr. Robbins while we were sitting out there, because I'd always wondered about that. These people are violating every state law in the world. We now understand that that's where the answers are. And when you get into federal district court, they really have no authority and no jurisdiction over property. And so I said, Mr. Robbins, what kind of a sheriff have you got up there in the county where you're living? And he said, the very best. And I didn't follow up on that anymore until after we walked out of those proceedings. And I said, you know, it sounds to me like the answers are in your local government. They're in your local sheriff, your local DA, and those kind of things. Because those are the laws that are being violated. And this federal attorney that's arguing this case in front of the United States Supreme Court says that. Property rights are protected fundamentally by state law. You don't get to hear him say that very often. And later on in the proceedings, Judge Roberts says, you're telling me that this man's remedies were in state law. And he says, absolutely. He said, Congress has waived the sovereignty immunity from these types of claims under Federal Tort Claims Act. So it's not very often they come out and say that in broad daylight. But ladies and gentlemen, that's where your answers are. They're in your local government.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.derrybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
The Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
35 years after abandoning the gold standard, the United States is now technically bankrupt. In fact, a recent Fed study now confirms the United States won't be able to pay its future obligations. Meanwhile, financial markets are up. Well, what's going on? A brand new CD from Swiss America will explain it all. Why trusting Wall Street hype is like trusting an emperor with no clothes. How backroom money manipulators have temporarily forced gold prices down, and why this presents such an excellent time to buy gold. This CD will explain the future of gold in 2007 and beyond, and how to seize this great opportunity. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. When it comes to your financial future, don't follow the government lead. Instead, take the lead yourself. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-289-2646.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who's having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. He thinks he's forgotten this before. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, visiting with G.B. Oliver, the ParagonFoundation.org. And by the way, the number there is 1-877-847-3443. You need to become a member by and get the Paragon Quarterly publication. You know, we talked about changing the dues on that thing. What are they now, GB?
They're still $35.
$35. Okay.
But I intend to go up on them just as soon as I can justify it. Just as soon as we do something right, we're going up.
I was going to say, what do you have to do to justify me? See, we've been doing these programs for going on 13 or 14 years, I forgot which, and we still charge exactly the same thing for everything that we did back 15 years ago. And
well, you know, it's dang hard to go up just because you have good intentions.
I know that. I wish every sheriff had of listened to what you just said a while ago. And, you know, folks need to get a copy of today's show and just play it to the councilman, your county committeeman, and your city council people and your local sheriff. They don't realize the power that they have and what their duties really, really are. And you mentioned a moment ago the answers are in your local government. And would you believe just last week here in the state of Missouri, Senate Bill 22 had an amendment stuck into it that would do away with the sheriff offices all over the state of Missouri and put their power in the hands of, they called it a state police force or something.
Absolutely, and you're going to see more and more of that. And I'll tell you exactly why. Because across the West out here anyway, more and more of these sheriffs and DAs and county commissioners are waking up to the fact, and there's pressure being put on them by their constituents to step up there and uphold the oath that they've taken. We're sick and tired of federal employees stomping us and running over the top of us. And by golly, you swore an oath to protect the safety, the well-being, and our property. And if you don't do that, we're going to turn around and take everything you've got, including your retirement. And so as these guys begin to exert the power that they've always had, that throws a kink in the game plan here. And so what you're going to see nationwide, I think, is a movement to remove these local sheriffs because they really have that authority. And they'll do it through money, Derry. They'll do it the same way they always do it and say, because all these counties are broke and everything, because they've been sucked into this game that's being played. And they'll say, look, you know, we can alleviate $3-4 million a year from your budget. Let us handle the law enforcement and just kind of, you know, vote to do away with your sheriff. The truth of the matter is, though, you've got to go along with that deal. And if you don't go along with it, they'll never get it done. But, yeah, I fully expect to see a widespread movement to try to eliminate these guys. It's like the guy up in Wyoming that locked up the two FBI guys and said, no, you don't come into my county without first getting my permission. And the federal government calls him and tells him that, you know what, you let those two boys out, or you'll spend the rest of your life in a federal pen. And he says, do what you need to do. I was elected to protect these people, and that's what I'm doing. And so the government comes down and bails them out. And I understand now that they had to come back and stand trial within that county. Nowhere, Derry, nowhere has this foundation ever seen the federal government actually stand up and challenge that authority in a county. They'll talk about it. You know, they'll puff their old chest up and blow in your face. But as far as actually filing something or coming after these people, we've never seen them do it ever.
They know where their jurisdiction
absolutely
lies.
Just like Mr. Gare here, who's arguing in front of the United States Supreme Court. He's saying, you know, these property rights are fundamentally protected by state law. That's where Mr. Robbins should have been. He's admitting that. But down here face-to-face, when you're out there and you have a confrontation with them and they're looking you in the eye and you throw that at them, they just sneer and threaten you in every way in the world. But when you actually stand up and you question their authority and you question your jurisdiction in writing, and people need to understand that, don't get into verbal conversation with these people at all, and don't get in a conflict with them at all, but in writing, ask them for their jurisdiction and their authority. And to quote the statutes, and you know what? It's like Mr. Martinez tells us, and we have proof now that all this works because we've seen the correspondence between them. They just kind of go silent, and they disappear.
Tell us a little bit about how the Martinez case is going.
Well, you know, it's a pattern of things. And last time, they have notified him under, I think, a criminal charge, that they were bringing criminal charges and that he was to appear in federal court and those kind of things. He sends a letter back to them asking them for their jurisdiction and their authority, where they had jurisdiction over his property. And you know what? They didn't answer. And that date has come and gone when he was supposed to appear. And it's a pattern. You just don't hear from them again. They are required, when you send them a registered letter asking for that information, they're required to give it to you. And when they don't have a good answer, they either send you a letter that that doesn't answer the question at all, and which time you need to come right back at them with another letter and say, no, you didn't answer my question. Or you don't hear from them again, and Mr. Martinez has seen that again and again. You know, we had a lady from Missouri call us, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was on something to do with a water authority and those kind of things, and they were coming in and they were starting to push somebody around. And our advice to her was to use the same thing that Mr. Martinez has done. Sit down, write them a letter, send it registered, and ask them where their jurisdiction is, where did the state give them the authority to get involved in those kind of things. And we just received a letter back from her, and basically what she was saying was is that now they want to call and visit, and they said, you know, you misunderstood what we were saying. We don't have that authority. We just wanted to talk about all of this. Well, if you read the letter they sent her right from the front end of the deal, you would have think that either you complied with what they wanted or they were going to part your hair with a stick. But see, when you go back and say, quote the statutes to me that give you that authority, all of a sudden you see a completely different behavior pattern out of them.
Now, you would never suggest that she talk to them either, would you?
No, don't ever talk to them. Get a recorded document. Keep a file full of the correspondence you have with them, because they'll lie right to your face. And let me tell you that is the common procedure with these people. And the reason they lie to you, the guy that's down there looking you in the eye and talking to you, he doesn't know he's lying because he's been told that he has that authority and he's never followed up on it. He doesn't know. And that's why they're so convincing. It's the people farther up the line that have the knowledge of what they really have and what they don't have. And they bully people around. You know, I was sitting on the plane coming back with a federal prosecutor from here in New Mexico. And he was asking me what we were doing in Washington, and I went through all of this, and he said, what did the federal employees allegedly do to Mr. Robbins? And so I just pulled the case out and went down through it. And, of course, Mr. Robbins already been through the Tenth Circuit, and they've already laid out, you know, that those aren't alleged actions now. Those are facts. And so he sits there a long time, and he nods his head, and he said, well, Mr. Oliver, he said, you don't think this is a widespread abuse across this country? And I looked at him, and I said, Mr. Anderson, no one knows better than you how widespread it is. And he just kind of smiled and nodded his head. And you know what? He wanted to talk about something else then.
Well, that's when you offer him one of those drink tickets.
It'll be a cold day when I give a federal prosecutor one of my drink tickets.
Well, some nice guy gave them to you.
It wasn't a federal prosecutor either.
You don't know who that guy was. He was a total stranger.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't.
But you knew he wasn't a prosecutor, though.
That's exactly right.
Now,
you can tell by their eyebrows when they're federal prosecutors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming. They're touching at the top.
The eyebrows touch at the top.
Yes, sir. And that's guilt. I think it's guilt that pulls them together eventually.
Now, you've been looking at enough bronc horses that you know by looking at their eye whether they got a mean streak in them or not, right?
That's correct. With a few exceptions.
Do these prosecutors lay their ears back before they attack?
No, I haven't caught that deal. But you know, you know what I'm looking for on them, and I haven't got this down to a science theory, but I'm looking for that cowlick and where that cowlick is, if it's right between the eye or right above the eye, because that's a pretty good tell sign on a bronc, and I just haven't been able to locate exactly where it is on these mean federal prosecutors.
Now, when you say cowlick, you're talking about that little swirl, right?
Yeah.
You know, the Arab horse people, I had a good friend of mine had some real old books written by a fellow that went over and lived with the Bedouins back 150 years ago or something like that. And those Arab people, they look at those swirls. If the swirl isn't in the right place, they wouldn't have the horse.
That's kind of the way these cutting horse guys are, too.
Really?
Absolutely. And see, on an Arab, it's real easy to see because he's got his head right up there in your face and his tail's laying right over your back. So,
No, we're not. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. And we have callers, too. We'll get to you quick as we can. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
I tell you, the clock has speeded up on us. We're going to run out of time here. We need to get to a few callers first, but I also want to say that Paragon Foundation operates on a very limited budget. And, hey, we need all the help we can get. For $35, you get to join the organization, plus you get the quarterly magazine. Just send $35 to paragonfoundation.org, or the number to call is 1-877-847-3443. Let's go to Jerry in New Mexico. Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Derry. Hello, GB.
Hello.
Hey, I remember I was talking to you night before last at the People for Otero County meeting.
Ah, yes, sir.
And I'm glad to see you guys following up on this. I had a question about Prosecutor David Inglis's firing, you know, and his involvement in the Kit Laney case. Was that related to his dismissal?
Well, you know, they'll never admit that it is, Jerry, but I can tell you that Mr. Martinez had filed criminal charges against Mr. Iglesias here, and I'll tell you exactly why. Mr. Iglesias is the one that signed the order and had Mr. Martinez's cattle confiscated without ever going to a court of proper jurisdiction, without ever getting an order from a judge or anything else. Well, when Mr. Martinez starts to look in it, these guys, like Mr. Iglesias, David Iglesias, had to be confirmed by the Senate, and they had to take two oaths. Oddly enough, Mr. Iglesias had never been confirmed by the Senate, nor has he ever been able to produce the two oaths that he took. So actually, he was operating way outside his delegated authority. He had no more authority than you and I did until he followed all that. this federal prosecutor that I was sitting on the plane with the other day, I asked him about that, and he said all of that changed with the Patriot Act. Within the Patriot Act, it took away the need for them to be confirmed by the Senate. But he also told me that they had to take the two oaths. The interesting thing, and why Mr. Martinez's case against Mr. Iglesias is so interesting to me, is David Iglesias was put into that position long before the Patriot Act, so I don't believe that he, I don't think that those requirements were waived on him, and those actions taken against Mr. Martinez and Mr. Laney were well before the Patriot Act was signed.
Well, that's the way I understood things were happening, but the way that they're applying retroactive laws unconstitutionally, the way that they're passing totally unconstitutional so-called laws, I mean, I don't understand. Where are we going to go from here now?
Well, you mean as far as what does the average citizen have to do to protect himself?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now what I think, and this is my personal belief. The power lies within county government and your local elected officials. And if those people have the guts and the drive to stand up and protect your property and protect your safety and your well-being, you're not ever going to see one of these government agencies go head-to-head with them because they don't want to set that precedence. They don't want to challenge one of these guys and lose it. The key in my mind is get involved in your local politics. Go find you a sheriff that's got the guts to stand up there and do that. Educate these people. If you've got one in office right now, get in touch with us and let us send you the information. And you go down there or put together a group of people and go down there and sit in front of these people and lay it out and say, here's the oath you took. Here's what you're required to do, and if you don't do that, we're going to hold you personally liable.
And let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Here at the Derry Brownfield Show, we get letters and emails nearly every day. We like to call them brag letters because they brag about something Derry done good, and like the song goes, you have to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. This letter is from Fred in Portland, Indiana. Fred says, I am an 85-year-old retired farmer and truck driver, and I'm sorry that I failed to subscribe to the Common Sense Chronicle years before I did. I look forward to receiving it and regret that more people don't read it. My investment in the subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is the most worthwhile investment I've made for some time. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Fred in Portland, Indiana. Thank you, Fred, for your kind words. You know, Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. To order, send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. First, take an old-fashioned county fair. Now add a wildly popular internet auction site and mix in Noah's Ark. Roll it all together and what do you get? Breederville.com. Breederville.com is for breeders, pet breeders, livestock breeders, all animal breeders, buyers and sellers, domestic and exotics. It's like eBay on the farm, but better. Breederville.com is more than an online animal auction. It's an internet community that expands the local market for small to medium farm-related businesses. By expanding your local market, you remain local and independent. Breederville.com provides live auctions, web stores, online forums, livestock transportation quotes, plus breeding and showing libraries. Breederville.com business members can promote their business free of charge while earning money for their favorite nonprofit group just by promoting Breederville.com. For more information, visit DerryBrownfield.com and click on Breederville.com.
And we are in the home stretch. We have several callers, and I apologize. We're just not going to be able to get to you today. GB, I want you to talk a little bit about the Paragon Foundation proudly presenting Let Freedom Ring.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be on April the 21st, and are we going to have a good time. In fact, our sheriff heard this on the radio the other day when it was advertised and heard that you were one of the speakers, and he wanted to get with me and know if he needed to add extra personnel on, and I told him that I think Verna would be coming with you. So there would be no need to add enforcement people.
You know, several members of my family are going to be there. One of my sons that live in North Carolina said they're going to fly out and bring their children And then they're going to drive back. They wanted their kids to, they're trying to get their kids to be in every state in the union by the time they're a certain age or something. I can't remember what it is. But anyway, we'll get we'll get them, their youngins, indoctrinated as well.
Absolutely. But it's going to be on April the 21st. We've got Jerome Corsi, and we've got Ms. Kidd coming out of Texas with Eagle Forum. Jim Owens, a guy that wrote Cowboy Ethics, is a guy that owns Austin Capital Management, and will be here. And of course, you will be there. And of course, that's what draws the crowd. But we're going to have a great time, and it's going to be a great program. And we're even going to have a little reception because you're coming down and you're bringing your family and everything. I think we're going to have a little reception here at the Paragon office. And I'm working diligently to get this windmill up so that we've got water. And it'll be a good time. Anybody has an interest, and we've already had a lot of your listeners have already called and bought tickets. I would encourage them to give this foundation a call, and we have those tickets available now.
I think
only going to be able to put about 350 people in that room, and so don't wait around.
We need a bigger room. We ought to have, you know, really, for something like that, and just like the one we had last year. I say we, you guys did it, but I was there.
Napolitano.
Judge who?
Napolitano.
Napolitano was on. Yeah. You know, you would think right there, thousands of people in that Alamogordo, White Sands area would want to know these things.
Well, you know, it's, education is a slow process, and it surprises me a lot of times that you have as many people from out of town as you do in town. And, we're about fighting these battles, and we're learning a little bit more about advertising and marketing and everything. And what little we know came from you, oddly enough. So, yeah, we're going to do a better job, and I think we'll have a better turnout from here locally. But it is a good program, and it's an opportunity to learn about this corridor that's going through the country and those kind of things that people have got to be aware of. And education, I've come to the conclusion, is so much more important than litigation. I've got a case here right now that we've been involved with for 8 or 9 years. Mr. Robbins' case is 8 or 10 years old. This case that I'm talking about, we probably have 1.3 million in. But if you start educating people and they start taking control of their local government and getting a hold of the county commissioners and controlling what you have available to you, those are really the answers. And, of course, that's what these seminars are about. And we bring in the most knowledgeable people that we can. That's why you have to come back year after year after year and get that information to them. And that does a lot of good.
You know, I also noticed that on the flyer, the Paragon Foundation flyer concerning Let Freedom Ring. Now, those dates are that date is Saturday, April 21st. But the telephone number is not your office number. It's 8998. It's 505-434-8998. Is that your number?
Yeah.
It is.
That's one of the lines that comes in here.
Okay. All right. Good enough. They could also call in on 1-877-847-3443, could they
not?
You bet.
So be sure you get in and be sure you call and reserve tickets or buy your tickets now. We have people coming from Nebraska and Kansas and Missouri and Nevada and Arizona and all over Texas. And we really look forward to meeting those people. We look forward to putting on this kind of a program. Excuse me. And it's something that we think we'll do better and better every year. We're in a learning process.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're in the going out of time process. We're about out of time. I wish you were here locally. We'd go have one of those T. Martini lunches. But now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
It's true.